You're listening to BBC World Service. Trade and the Dutch and Netherlands Antilles governments reach agreement on St. Martin's future. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The cruise ship company Royal Caribbean Cruises says an increase in the head tax on cruise ship passengers by St. Lucia is not matched with improving facilities and services. Yesterday, the company announced it was pulling out of St. Lucia, citing the increased head tax agreed by the CTO as one of its reasons. Now, Royal Caribbean says it's reviewing the cost effectiveness of its regional ports of call, which it maintains is an ongoing process. But I asked Rod McLeod, the cruise line's executive vice president for sales, marketing and passenger services, if this wasn't in fact their response to the increased tax.
This is a very sensitive issue right now. And I think that they, you know, what there are certain interests who would like to paint the cruise industry, and maybe in this instance Royal Caribbean, as this big bad guys with the boats come out of Miami, if we raise our taxes, they're going to punish us. I don't think this our actions here are not intended to exacerbate that the situation in any way.